Switching gears it is.
Two girls, one show.
Habla.
That was amazing.
Thanks.
Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome, buddy.
Yeah.
I actually can't wait to hear that now. I'm really excited.
I know, right? Me too.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I love Yoda.
This is going to be great.
Is it?
Yes. This is a podcast to get you all caught up on everything us.
Because we're super interesting.
Oh, yeah. We are the most interesting.
I've got several Life with Blythes.
You do. You do. I'll let you just, what's your first Life with Blythe?
I got married.
You did get married.
You were there.
You look so pretty.
You look so pretty. No, we had a small outdoor ceremony, and then we had a little barbecue afterwards, and it was a lot of fun.
It was adorable.
There was only a couple stressful moments. I forgot my wedding band.
I forgot to remind you. I didn't even think about it. I forgot that it's a thing.
I was so nervous and anxious. I sat in the bathroom while my friend Julia, hi Julia, did my hair, and I had to drink a beer because everybody's like, you are way too crazy right now. You need to calm down. So that was a reality check. And then my daughter finished her first year of school.
Yep.
She is now a first grader.
That's terrifying.
I can't handle it. I cried. Her teacher cried. And then as Abby's walking out the door, with her name tag hanging off her nose, swinging it back and forth like a doggy on a dashboard, Whitney looks at her and she's like, oh, I know. She's like, oh, Sheldon. And Abby looks at her and she's like, Miss Phillips, my name is Abigail. We have spent the entire year together.
Oh, Abby.
I know. I know. So that got a good laugh out of us. And then, I fed my addiction for Wonder Woman, and I went to Walgreens yesterday and got more Wonder Woman stuff.
And it does look pretty amazing. Like, I'm actually pretty jealous.
Yeah, I got displays. They were getting ready to throw them out, so they gave me displays for Wonder Woman. They're pretty badass. I might take a picture and post those.
That would be a good idea.
I feel like that's a great idea.
What else did you do last week? Was it last week?
What did I do last week?
Did we go on a little road trip somewhere?
Oh, God, I don't want to talk about it.
Too soon?
Yeah. No, I really liked your teachers. I thought they were really awesome. I had a request from one of your teachers, who will remain nameless, to find porn on Pinterest.
Because they blocked Pinterest at the school, and she wanted to know why.
Well, it's not for porn.
Because there's no porn on Pinterest.
Now, porn, as a description, like, two beings having intercourse and or philanderings. So it sounded good.
That's a very adult word. I like it.
Thanks.
I'm going to go have some philanderings later.
That's fine. I had that last night. But I got on Pinterest and I spent about an hour and a half typing in different ways and searching. And I found several like photographic artistic nude photos. I saw like pictures of like women and men not dressed per se.
Scandalous clothing, okay.
Skankiness. Okay. And I saw, you know, several other things, but you could not get a link to porn. So, you could find naked people on there. That's the extent. You could find naked people in the act, but that's the extent. You cannot find actual porn.
Nice. So there's no porn on Pinterest.
So, I feel like schools should unlock that. Because Pinterest is a really great do-it-yourself site.
I know. It could give you so many options for homework and stuff, too. Like, for ideas for, like, projects.
Yeah. I did not look up, now that I'm thinking about it, how do you masturbate? I could have looked that up on Pinterest.
That's something you'd find on Reddit.
I'm going to look that up right now.
How to masturbate?
How to masturbate on Pinterest.
Okay, we got to be completely sure.
Yeah. How do you, there we go. You masturbate. Description begins with the writer's imagination, but should finish in the reader's. That's Stephen King.
That's the first thing. How do you, a quote by Stephen King.
BuzzFeed, how do you masturbate based on your zodiac sign? It's mostly BuzzFeed stuff.
Wow, BuzzFeed. Unimpressed.
Oh, God. There's a really, really funny one. You can't hold hands with God when you're masturbating.
stupid.
How do college students define sex? Truth about sex. It's not porn.
It's really not.
It's all informative stuff.
Which, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's it. That's all I got.
That's awesome.
Relationship advice. Tacos saved my life. I mean, I love tacos. How often do you think about sex is on here? But it's another article. Yeah, no, that's it. There's cool. No porn. And you, I mean, look. Porn. Like, cabin porn. Food porn. Shoe porn.
It's not real porn. It's just, look at all these pictures of food and
craft stuff.
Cabins and cheese.
Yeah.
There are no naked people having sex.
Now, sex. Look, sexercise.
Quotes.
Workouts. Quotes. Underwear. There's, like, that's the extent.
Is a girl in...
In beautiful lingerie.
Dude, I want to wear that.
Right? I hustle like a man because I was raised not to depend on one. That's what was in there when I put in sex. So, yeah, no. Pinterest does not have porn on it.
Harrington High School, get it together.
Free the Pinterest.
Speaking of things that need to get it together, tomorrow I'm going to do a video called Dear Arrow Riders because they need to get their shit together just about as much as I need to get my shit together.
I'm behind right now on Arrow, but you feel free to rant right now. Or do you want to save that for a video?
I
want to
save it for a video because there's too much. It makes me that mad. I'm so upset. They could have done so many things and they just shit all over themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's.
I'm not a huge Arrow fan. I love the Flash, though.
Flash, though.
Little Barry Allen. Mm. I want to hug him and then put him on my shelf with all the Funko Pops.
Yo, can we talk about Wally West for a second?
We can.
Because, damn, son.
You're not wrong.
Homeboy made some real pretty kids because Iris is beautiful, Wally is beautiful, the cast is all beautiful, even Cisco is beautiful.
Cisco, I mean, he's a charming young boy. I can't get behind it.
That's fine, I can, he's hilarious.
No, he's really funny, but I think Barry Allen's funnier.
Oh, but Barry Allen is so pretty.
Oh, he's real good looking.
He's so pretty.
He's real skinny, and I get it. It's because he runs a lot. I mean, he's a marathon runner, clearly.
But he's like what I was attracted to in high school.
Oh, he was real hungry then.
Probably.
Yeah. No, he's really cute, though, for being a skinny boy.
Oh, yeah. We actually have a request... For Tom Baker, this one's for you, buddy.
Hi, Tom Baker.
He actually sent us his own Whisper of the Week.
Which makes me real happy.
So the Whisper of the Week is brought to you by Tom Baker. Or Whisper of a Week, I don't know, whatever.
Whisper of the Week.
Whisper of the Week. And it's called Think of a Movie Title and Replace One of the Words with Pussy. Go.
Die, pussy.
Back to the Pussy, part one, two and three.
We were laughing about that right before we recorded.
Uh-huh. Gone with the Pussy.
All Quiet in the Pussy Front. America Pussy.
Did you just Google a list of movies?
Yeah, I did.
Perfect.
The Awful Pussy.
Oh. Aladdin and the Pussies.
Ooh. Bed and Pussy.
Jurassic Pussy.
Pussy and the Beast.
Are we just gonna do it with Pussy?
Blazing Pussies. Back? You should get that checked out.
Oh yeah, no joke.
Le Pussy. The Breakfast Pussy. Oh. Nom 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 nom.
Oh no, 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 no.
The Pussy Whore Black.
The Pussy in Black.
Pussy's Keeper. Pussy Stop. Pussy Stop. Butch Cassidy and the Pussy Kid.
Oh, God.
Let's see.
The Pussy King.
Pussy 22. Coal Miner's Pussy.
Oh, God.
Dances with Pussies?
Okay.
Medicine Pussy.
No.
Pussy Man?
The Invisible Pussy.
Ooh.
Inspector Pussy.
The Pussy Game. Damn pussies.
Catching Pussy.
Oh, God. No. Pussy Fire. Ooh. You should get that checked out as well.
Or it could just be a redhead.
Death of a Pussy. Deep Pussy.
Oh, God.
Pussy Hard. The Dirty Pussy.
I like it.
Pussy Harry.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Pussy.
Oh, let's... No, we can't talk about Harry Potter, like, now.
We already did it with Disney movies.
Shh, it's fine. Okay.
The Little Pussy?
Harry... Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Okay, so I have to give you the title before I can give you the name. Because I want you to think about this. The Exorcist. The Pussy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. What's saying the Pussy Files? The X Files.
Fast, cheap, and out of pussy.
Oh, God.
Fast pussy. Fat pussy. Fatal pussy. Father of the pussy.
Oh, no.
Fist in his pussy.
Oh, my God.
Five easy pussies. The flamingo pussy.
Pussy with benefits.
The 400 pussies. It's called the 400 blows.
What about, like, the 300?
Oh, yeah. 300. Pussies! This is pussydom! Yeah, no, I'm okay. 300, Rise of the Pussies.
I like it. I like it a lot. Hey, Blythe.
Yes.
Because you like them so much.
Yes.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Pussies.
I approve.
Yes, okay, let's think of like five more.
The Pussy Father, part 1, 2, 27... 94. The Good Pussies. The Pussy.
The Pussy.
The Pussy of Wrath.
Okay, can you insert pussy into a movie title like Great Pussy Expectations?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Because I did that a couple of times already.
Oh, okay, good.
How green was my pussy?
I remember pussy. Remember the pussy. Like, remember the Titans.
Oh my God. That was, I went to South High. And we were the Titans. My 10-year reunion's getting ready to come up. So now I'm going to just think of that the entire time I'm drinking with all my former classmates.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I know where I'm pussying. I remember pussy. I want to pussy.
Oh, God.
Did you know there's a movie called If... dot, dot, dot?
No.
Yeah. It came out in 1969. It's one of the best movies of all time, apparently. Inherit the pussy.
What happens in pussy?
Pussy insider. Internal pussy affairs.
Interesting.
It's a pussy. It's a wonderful pussy. I wish, like, again, Jaws. Pussy.
Perfect.
Grr. I think they made that movie. It's called Teeth.
Oh, too soon.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So, Tom Baker, I know you've been having kind of a rough time lately, buddy, but I hope that this brightened your day, put a smile on your face.
King Pussy?
All that other shit.
Pussy Kong? The King and Pussy? The Pussy and I? The Kiss of Spider-Woman's Pussy?
Oh! Pussy Man?
Kramer versus Pussy? Yeah, no. I could go on for days for you, man.
I think we've had enough.
Have we?
I think. I don't know.
Like water for chocolate, but it got reviewed 92 and 93, so like water for pussy?
Oh, I thought you were trying to say like Water for Elephants or Water for Elephants, that one movie.
Yeah, no, this was like Water for Chocolate, apparently.
Interesting. I know it was a Chocolat movie.
Malcolm Pussy.
Oh,
Or
gosh.
Pussy X. Too soon? Is that racist?
I don't know. We don't need any.
The Manchurian Pussy.
Oh, Jesus.
Married to the Pussy. Merry Pussies. Instead of Mary Poppins.
Hey, they are
Pussy!
re.
Oh my god! Pussy Poppins!
Yes!
Oh!
Good
And
job.
we're ending on that one.
We are. That was perfect. You know they're actually going to do a live action Mary Poppins
My
now?
body is ready. Even though
Emily
fucking.
Blunt. Emily Blunt.
I'm okay with this.
Me too.
But they've already done a live action with Mary Poppins, and nobody will ever replace Julie Andrews. There, I said it. I love you, Emily Blunt. You're beautiful.
Dude, Julie Andrews is a queen.
No, she is God. Like,
Truth.
if I will mourn the loss of a god.
I'm gonna cry so much when she dies.
Julie Andrews and what's his fucking name? Real God. Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman and Julie Andrews are god and goddesses. Like, they are like fucking Zeus and Athena.
I think you also need to add Michael Caine in there somewhere.
That's fine. I thought you were gonna say the shaky guy.
Michael J. Fox?
Yeah. You also need to add Michael J. Fox in there.
Well, yeah,
I
him
mean,
too.
he can rattle his little body up there.
Too close too soon.
No, he'd make that joke too. That's
That's
fine.
real.
He's
Did you ever see his
real
show?
tight. Spin City?
No, not like the Michael J. Fox show, like the sitcom he had a few years ago
Oh
or a
yeah, it
couple years
was
ago.
terrible.
Yeah.
Because he was too
But
busy doing this.
it had really good intentions.
Did it?
Yeah, well,
Yeah,
I mean, when
so did 2.5 Men.
so did the John Mulaney show, the Mulaney show.
He had a show?
He had a show. It got canceled after like a few episodes
Oh
because he
God.
was taking his stand up and just applying it into a sitcom. Like his big one of his big jokes where he wants to be set on like anxiety pills or sleeping pills, so he goes to the doctor and
That's
he's
one of
like,
my
I can't pee
favorites.
or something like that. We're gonna.
We're gonna check your. Yeah, no, I love him so much. I'm gonna have to go search those down now.
The Pussycat Diner one is my favorite, one of my favorite
Oh,
bits of all time.
anytime I'm sad, I listen to that.
Yep.
Every time. I like Aaron is so used to that, I can actually verbatim that entire thing now.
Perfect.
Yeah, I love the Pussycat Diner. I actually wanted to put those two songs on for our music for the wedding, and Aaron told me no.
That's really funny.
Yeah, because I was just gonna play What's New Pussycat like 7 times.
That's hilarious. Have a.
Uncomfortably loud. And then dun 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 It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Do you want to talk about the adventures you have with the spider?
No, those are on video now. That's fine. I almost died, guys.
It's okay though.
I almost died.
Saved by
I'm
Swayze.
like fucking no, I don't think Swayze saved me. I think I saved him.
That's real.
I already caught a snake. I harbored a fugitive dog.
How did that go, by the way?
Oh, he found a home. I
That's
found a home
good.
for him. He's in a really good place now. It's actually a she. Her name is Dottie Tello because I named her Dottie because she's this little old lady. But then Brayden's a super big nerd and he's one of my daughter's friends. And he's a Ninja Turtle fan because he knows I am as well. He comes over and hangs out and plays video games. He's super cool.
Cool.
So we named her Dottie Tello. And she's deaf, so it's not like she can hear it anyways.
Right.
So she can't be offended at how bad the name is. But she lives with them now, and they've got another dog. They're getting ready to move into a big house with a yard, so that she's got two friends to play with, and she's good. She's on antibiotics right now because she's got some stuff going on with her nose. And
How, what all exactly did she tear up while she was here? Because you said she was worse than Maggie, my boyfriend's dog, and she's crazy.
oh, she's not worse. She's a little scavenger though. Like she'd been on her own for a while, so I'm guessing she was used to going through trash and stuff. So we had fed her like 4 times and she had gone to the bathroom and she'd pooped and I put her in her kennel for the night because I put a kennel out here for her because after she had gotten into my trash 4 times, even though there was nothing in it, it's just the smell. She kept knocking it down and pulling the bag out and she kept going into our bedroom and she wouldn't lay still because she was real agitated. She was such a sweet girl, but she needed to lay down because you could tell she had not laid down in a long time. She just kept moving. So I put her in her kennel. So she tore up the bed that my neighbor gave her to use for the night.
Aww.
Thinking, oh, she's a little old lady. She's not going to tear anything up. Wrong. That thing was destroyed. Fucking destroyed. There was nothing bigger than, I'm not kidding. This was a 3 foot long bed, 2 feet wide. It was a pretty good sized bed. There was nothing more than 6 inches left. Like 6 inch pieces.
Damn.
Yeah, she shredded that bitch. I actually filled a trash bag with it. It was intense.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But she's a real good girl.
Good job, though. I'm real proud of you. Thanks. Saved a dog's life.
I had a fucking emotional breakdown the day, like the morning after. Because all the kids are awake and they're all going crazy. And I'm outside with her because Cher's getting real sick of my shit with the other dog.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you are cheating on me. This is unacceptable. You need to get this bitch out of here. So I take Dottie Tello outside. And she's sitting there. And Aaron finally comes out and he's trying. He's not lecturing me, but he's trying so hard to be like, Blythe, you need to do the right thing. And I'm like, I can't. And I'm sobbing. And I'm like, I know she needs to go to the vet and get checked out. She needs to get her, like, a chip scanned. So I call animal control. After, like, 25 different phone calls, because nobody will actually handle this, they're like, oh, all you have to do is call 911.
What?
And I'm like, for a dog? Yeah. Really? Yeah. Nobody told you? No?
911's for emergencies.
Yeah, I was like, this isn't an emergency. And they're like, well, it loops us over to animal control. And I'm like, okay. So this wonderful woman who works for animal control comes out. And I can't thank her enough because she was so patient with me while I was crying like an idiot. But I had cried for an hour because I'm thinking, oh my God, she's a little old lady. She's going to go with her. And I'm never going to see her again. And they're going to put her down because she's got a growth on her underbelly. She's got teeth problems. She's clearly an elderly dog. Nobody's going to want to adopt her. And I'm thinking they're going to just euthanize her. And she just kept reassuring me, no, that's not the case. I promise. They hold her for at least 7 days to try and see if they can find an owner. Like, there's all these great things that we can do. And I was like, okay. I finally got to it. And I got her on there. And Brayden comes running up because he's the one that was helping me take care of her. And he starts sobbing. And I'm sobbing. And we get her in the back of the animal control cart. And she gets, like, she's doing paperwork. And Brayden's mom comes walking up with a fierce, like, agenda. And she's like, wait, is it too late? And I said, I don't think so. And I darted for the car. And she stops and I was like, she wants her. And she goes, oh! Okay. Gets out of the car, gets Dottie Tello out, and she looks at me like, you betrayed me. And then she just starts loving on me again because she starts wagging her tail. And she, yeah. So they are happy. They went on a family vacation the day they got her.
Aww.
And she's doing really good.
Good. Life saves dogs. Not scary spiders.
No, I kill wolf spiders. I'm sorry. It's the only kind of wolf I'll ever kill.
That's awesome. So, Blythe, what cool stuff do we have coming up that we're going to do?
Well, Sophie and Sissa from Ultra Girls Cosplay messaged us today asking if we wanted to play a game with them.
For sure.
And so we all went jigsaw mode on them. Want to play a game.
I don't even know what sound I just made. I'm so glad that the internet won't be able to listen to it forever.
Oh, God.
So.
We're going to do that.
Hope you're ready.
I don't know when that is, but we've got plans. We're not going to spoil it now.
Mm-hmm.
But just think of our classic stuff that we've videotaped. That's your hint.
Yep.
And then we're going to do other things.
We're going to eat some dicks.
Yeah.
In the form of candy.
I mean, yeah.
We're not doing porn.
We're not on Pinterest.
We're not on Pinterest.
We're not on Pinterest. We're that kind of group. We're that kind of group. It's fine.
Yep.
We're gonna eat bacon stuff.
A lot of bacon stuff because there's bacon flavored everything, and I found some ranch soda.
Ooh.
Ranch flavored soda, and I'm really tempted to order it off Amazon so that we can drink it.
Ooh. It's gonna be awful.
It's gonna be amazing. Right. Oh, I know.
I also, yeah, no, I'm not down for this. I think we're gonna try and coerce Kate from Children of Proteus to join us when we do the bacon episode. I think that will be fun because those darn fish people, they love them some bacon. you should also check out their page because they're getting ready to have their comic book come out.
Mm-hmm. And they also just hit 900 likes on Facebook. Just like
they
us.
Did. Mazel tov.
Good job, guys.
To the fish people.
He also finally added me back on Facebook after like 6 months. Thanks, Charlie.
Good job, Charlie.
Actually, no, I think it's been a year because I think I added him near my birthday last year.
Did you?
I think so. And now he finally accepted it for my birthday this year. So I got an early birthday present.
So
in the form of friendship.
That's a gift that keeps on giving. So I have a really funny thing to ask you. Do you let people just sit in your friends' inbox, like people that want to add you? Or do you just automatically delete them?
Depends on who it is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because I have like 7 people in my friends' inbox right now, and I won't add them. One, because either I don't know you personally, or you haven't like sent me a message to be like, hey, do you remember me? Da da da. So I don't want to be your friend.
I have 5 in here right now because I know who 2 people are. I don't know the other 3. And 1 person I kind of don't want to add back just because of the fact that it's a couple sharing a single Facebook page and all I'm thinking of is who cheated.
We had this, oh my god, we had this talk over a year ago too.
Yeah, and that's all I think now when I see it. So when I look at it, I'm just like...
That's an uncomfortable situation.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
So I have 5 people sitting in mind that I just haven't.
Yeah. Usually when it's people I don't know, I like the automatic thing I do is go to your page, see who your mutual friends are. If you don't have at least 3 mutual friends with me that I am close to, I'm not adding you for any reason.
See, and I'm getting a lot of friend requests from people who are friends with like my cosplaying friends. So I'm just like, why are you adding me? I don't cosplay.
Yeah.
I won't show you my boobs. Like, I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah. I get that. I get that.
Yeah, so it's real weird. That's like, I think that's what majority of these are, is that they know they're friends with my cosplayer friends, and then they add me, and it's like, I don't cosplay, bro.
I didn't know you had cosplay friends. I didn't know you had friends.
Some days I feel like I don't.
I'm here, buddy.
Thanks. You're my only friend.
That's not true.
Well. Awkward silence.
That's not... You have Kate.
I have Kate. I don't even have her number. What a great friend I have.
You can message her.
On Facebook. On
Facebook.
Yeah.
Do you have her in Snapchat?
Nope.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I don't have friends.
You're a shitty friend.
At least I'm not Corey, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
Sorry, buddy. He's not going to listen to this anyway.
He might, if I tell him we talk about him.
Yeah.
You got a job. Good job, Corey.
Good job, Corey.
Good job, Corey.
So, yeah, we're going to do some cool things, make ourselves look real stupid. Bly still has to egg me. She hasn't yet. Just please don't egg me on my birthday.
No, I'm not going to egg you on your birthday.
Okay.
Man, that's really fucked up.
Yeah, it would be, but it'd be kind of funny, too.
I'm giving you deviled eggs for your birthday.
Acceptable.
Yeah.
I'm real excited.
Yeah, no, okay. Can we make fun of you for your birthday?
Because all I'm asking for is food, like a fatty.
No. It's not even, like, the fact you're asking for dinner. It's the randomness you're asking for it. Like, I was like, Caitlin, I'd love to make you something delicious for dinner. And she's like, pasta salad. And I looked at her and I was like, okay, like, what kind? From the box. Okay. And she's like, and if it's not too much trouble, maybe some deviled eggs. The fuck? So now I'm, like, thinking, I'm going to turn this into a really cool picnic for you.
That's fine. We could sit on a blanket and, like, pretend we're having a picnic, but like that's my favorite food. Is that pasta salad? My dad.
What if it's not good when I make it?
It'll be good.
What if it's not?
Then my dad's the only person that can make it from now on and forever.
Oh, God. Do you add anything extra to it, or just the pasta salad box?
It's just, like, the pasta salad box and, like, a shit ton of mayonnaise. Which sounds disgusting.
It sounds horrible.
But it's amazing.
I haven't had mayonnaise in my fridge. Like, mayonnaise. Not Miracle Whip, right?
Well, Miracle Whip. It's the same. Miracle Whip? Yeah, you can do Miracle Whip.
Okay. I haven't had Miracle Whip in my fridge in a hot minute. I haven't had butter in my fridge for almost 2 months.
Oh, God. How do you live?
I don't eat butter.
Well, I only use it to make mac and cheese.
Like, I borrowed butter the other day from my neighbor because I needed to make banana bread. And I was freaking out. I was like, I have to go to the store and buy a whole thing of butter for this bullshit. Then I was like, hey, Patty, got the butter. And she was like, oh my God, all the butter for you.
Perfect.
Then showed me some skin. It's fine. Perfect. It was fine. I have the coolest neighbors, by the way.
Some neighbors, yeah.
Yeah. I have pretty cool neighbors. Like, I know everybody on my block.
That is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Also,
I don't know any of my neighbors.
Silence got super awkward just there.
I think I made a point.
What was your point?
You have some shitty neighbors.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. They don't pick up their dog shit. Makes me kind of angry.
Yeah, it's a shitty thing to do.
It's real shitty.
Is that a good point to end on?
I think so. Perfect. That got real fucking random towards the end.
These are our best ones, though. You've said no more planning, so we just talk. We plan for videos, guys. We don't plan for podcasts.
Nah, we don't need to plan for no stinking podcast.
No stinking podcast.
So I'm going to make that Wonder Woman into a lanyard thing, and I'm going to hang it in the hallway.
Sounds great.
And then that big one, the other one, it's going to go on my wall.
I like it. And then Blythe's going to take a picture.
Yeah. I'm probably going to take a picture and post it now.
Perfect.
Yeah. No, I'm really excited.
I am too. It's pretty cool.
Bye, Blythe.
Bye, Blythe.